Okay, so we were picking up on the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Now there is a major machloket in this Mishnah whether the topic of the Mishnah is leket or shechicha, and we will see that as we go along. But the Mishnah says as follows: Shibolet shebekatzir. If you have an ear of grain that was left in the section of the field that you already reaped, Virosha magia lekama, and the tip of the grain reaches into the section which is not yet reaped. Im nekzeret imakama, if it can be cut together with the other grain, harehi shabala bayit. So then it belongs to the bala bayit. V'imlav harehi shalaniim, and if not, so then it belongs to the poor. So what exactly? So as I mentioned, right, there are two interpretations of this Mishnah. The majority of the Mefarshim, and this is found in the Rosh and the Rosh and on the Daf in the Rosh Aurelio and the Mara Fulda, they think that what we're talking about here is shichacha. And as we've mentioned, right, one of the Matnoni name is shichacha, which is any grain which is forgotten. But what you see in this mission, according to them, is that not only is shechicha cut sheaves, which is forgotten in the field, but it's also standing grain that's forgotten in the field. So if you read, for example, Mar Fulda, Kotzer v'shir shibolet achat, shelo katzav v'rosh ota shibolet magia l'kama v'shachicha v'lo katz ra'a. So if you forgot it and you didn't cut it, the Rosh Shirilio, here quotes the entire machloket. And it's a very, very, very long piece. But the logic goes like as follows. Shechicha is only something that not only did you forget, but you can be presumed that you won't come back to get it. But in this case, because this grain is touching the untouched, the grain which you haven't reaped at all, so therefore you know you're going to go back. And the situation demands that you go back. And therefore, since the Pasuk says, in order to be shechicha, is that when you forget something, you can't go back to the field, but you're not going back. The situation demands that you are going to be continuing cutting. And since it's touching that which you are going to cut anyway, so therefore it is not defined as shechicha. The Rambam, however, both here and Idiot, says, no, what we're talking about is leket. And the issue here isn't forgetting, but the issue is as follows: if the stalk fell out of your hand, which would be leket, if it's close enough to the other grain that when you grasp the other grain and cut with it, you could grab this one as well, it belongs to the balabayit, to the balasadeh. And again, the reason is because the reason here can't be because you're not returning to it, because that's a standard of shechicha, not leket. But rather that it must be batel at some level, or be viewed as part of the grain that hasn't been cut. So if you look, for example, in the Gra, or if you're just looking at what's on the page, he quotes the Rambam, Mefarash HaMatnid, Nairi Bid Leket. Perish de lefamim, right? We're talking about leket lefamim, chenota hatua, biyado lektor, when you take the grain to cut it, no felmiya, though it falls from your hand, v'nishmat, v'nishar mechubar la'aretz, and it remains attached, yesh lo din leket, v'nishya katsir soviva, in nixer nima come up. Right, it's v'harash mefarshim reino, ayri b'shichacha, and the rash says, no, we're talking about shichacha. V'edi raya misifrei, and he proved it from the sifrei, the tani b'sifrei, lo tashuv lekachto, don't go back and take it. Mikan amar, Rabbi Shmuel, shibolet shuvei katsir, v'rosho magia, v'chulei, halo tashuv lekachto, mishichacha ayri. And then the gra rules, v'adinim harambam, that he thinks that the Rambam is correct, and then he goes on to explain why he thinks that that the Rambam is correct. And as I mentioned, right, if you look at the Rosh Aurelio, he will go through it and explain why he does not like this Perush and has several critiques of it. But let's continue in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah then says, so shibolet, actually, you know, let me give you a few proofs from the Rosh. If you read through it, it has 10 different proofs to support the Rosh and criticize the Rambam. Among them, and if you look at the art scroll, they summarize a few of these, is that the Yerushalmi and Trumot explicitly says that Leket only applies to things which are detached from the ground and not attached to the ground. So the Rambam must disagree with that Yerushalmi. Then he argues simply that the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi here is that we're dealing with Shechacha. Third is that the halacha that I just quoted from the Gra, right, as the Gra quoted, the Rosh is based on the Sifrei. And therefore that is a good reason to push for that interpretation, because we often try to interpret the Gemara, especially you know, the Yerushalmi, where things are so complicated, in light of what we know from other sources in Chazal, especially sources like the Sifrei, which is Tana'itic. But again, you can look through all the other proofs in the Rosh. Really, the Mishnah then continues, Shibolet Shaleket Shinit Arva Begadish. If an ear of Leket becomes mixed up with the owner's grain, Ma'aser Shibolet Vinotain Lo. So the owner gives Ma'aser on one grain, and then gives that grain to the poor person, because as we've mentioned, Leket is Pater from Chodo Maestrot, and therefore he owes him that grain, but it has to be a grain that he gives him that's exempt from Chumot and Maestrot. Elazar says, can't be, right? Because what you're doing here, right, is essentially trading that which he doesn't have the right to. As the Rashi really explains, Ashibolet Shaleket Lo Baliyad Ani, the poor person doesn't get, this specific poor person doesn't yet have ownership over the Leket, Kadesha Lo Labalabayat Zchud Min Alachlif, right, in order for him to be able to trade for it. And therefore, right, Dachluf Gezel Ave. So what do you do? So the Mishnah, and now we're already on Amud Bet, says, Ela mizaket ani bechol agadish. What you have to do is give the entire stack, the entire pile, to the poor. Ume aser shibolet achat v'notein lo. Right, so you give him the whole pile, and then he owes you back the pile minus that that sheaf. And the Gemara in on Mem Hey will explain why we couldn't have just been mezakeh the leket within the pile. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Ezuhi, and remember, as we go through the Gemara, you're going to have to each time plug in. Are we dealing with Shech? Are we dealing with leket? Are we like the Rambam or the Rash? So Ezuhi kama shimatzelet eda kama. So what's the case of standing grain that saves other standing grain from either becoming shechcha or leket? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kahada detaninan shibolet shebekatzir v'rosho magia likama. It's an ear of grain that's left standing and it touches another piece of grain. Now again, according to the Rash, that's because it's not forgotten. And according to the Rambam that we're dealing with Leket, this halacha, which seems very much to be about Shechacha, would simply say that Leket and Shechacha have the same halacha in this sense, and that is, and that's how he would say it, right? So in the end, Leket and Shechacha would have parallel halacha for the Rambam. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'hu she'a katzir soviva. Now this is only when there is a reaped produce surrounding this ear. V'hu she rosho magia l'kama, when the tip of the ear that's left standing reaches the other grain. V'hu she'te yachol likatzir makama, and it can be harvested with the other grain. So what are these rule. So again, if we talk that we say that it's based on, we're talking about shechicha, so it's v'shachach the omer basadeh, so it has to be in an field. So from here we learn that it's an open ground, meaning that in order for it to be considered shechicha, it needs to be completely surrounded by land, and therefore separate from other grains, but not right, not that that is adjacent to other grain. That's the first exception. But if there isn't, so then it won't be shechicha, and if it doesn't touch the other grain, because that's already the halacha that we've talked about, etc. Now this is Pnei Moshe, and Ruchem Fedyevsky, Rash Cirilio, says that this statement is not the conclusion of Rabbi Yossi's statement, but a quote of our Mishnah that introduces the next point, which would make it superfluous. The Gra has a girsa change and deletes this sentence completely, and moves it, or doesn't delete it, moves it to Rabbi Yochanan above, and he reads the Gemara as follows. Ezri kama shi matzela kama. What is the case of standing grain that saves the forgotten standing grain from coming shechicha? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, v'hushe rosha magia lakama. It's when the tip of the ear reaches the other grain, v'hushe yecholi katzer imakama, and it can be cut with the other grain. Kahada de taninin, as we learn, shibol shel katzir rosha magia lakama, when you have an ear of grain that reaches the other standing grain, so I'm Rabbi Yosef, v'hushe katzir sofiva. But that's only when land surrounds it. But if land doesn't surround it, then it is not shechicha. There are other positions in many of the mafarshim, but we will move on. So the Mishnah then, the Gemara then continues. Now, if the stalk that you forgot is long enough that it can be bent over to the standing grain and be cut with it, but the standing grain is short, it can't be bent towards the grain that you forgot, nitzolet, it is still saved. And this is the Pnei Moshe and the Stei Yoshua. The Rosh Cirilio understands it as a question and an answer, meaning the Gemara asks whether this is true, and it answers that yes, it is true, meaning either way you come to the same conclusion, that even when it's only one directional, it still saves. The question is whether this is a statement or it is a question answer. But again, the halacha is the same in the end. Hayushtayim, if there were two ears of grain left standing in the reaped section, apnimit yecholi katzer imakama, and the inner one closer to the unreaped section can be reaped with that which is still standing, v'chitzoni yecholi katzer imapnimit. And then the outer one, right? So A is next to B, B is next to C. B can be harvested with C, and A can be harvested with B. But A can't be harvested with C. Still, none of it is shechicha, because again, now once B, which is closer to C, is saved and is not considered shechicha, so now you're allowed to go back for B. If you're allowed to go back for B, well, A can be harvested with B. So then you're allowed to go back for A, and the chain continues, and it prevents it from becoming shechicha. Because as the Rosh Hashanah just says, by the fact that you're allowed to go back to get it, it is now defined as kama. It says, Ashibola penimet she'itzel ha'kama nitzol machmana kama v'chashiva kama u'matzel echeitzona. By being saved, it now is defined as kama, meaning non-shechicha, and therefore it saves other things because it's not shechicha. Amar Rav Hoshea, romez ha'iti zeitim erechia gadol. So he tells a story now that I was once treading olives with Rabbi Chia the Great. Or alternatively, plucking, or mosik bezeitim ayiti in the Maram Chaviv's girsa, but Amarli calls Zayichet Yachol Lifshot Yad Chavilitla. When he said anything that you can reach out and stretch out and grab, eino shechicha. Right, and again, the reason would be because it's not considered returning. As long as you can reach it from where you stand, even if you forgot it, quote unquote, you didn't forget it because, or you didn't. I'll change that. It doesn't fit the rules of forgetting, because in order for it to fit the rules of forgetting, it has to be that which you are forbidden to return to. But if you don't have to return, it's within your grasp, literally, so then it is not shechicha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mechivan sha'avar lavu shechicha, ha'rezu shechicha. He says no. The standard is that you forgot it. You forgot it, and therefore, even stretching your hand backwards is going to be returning. So the Rosh really puts it as follows: Alpha b'sharat minu v'avart minu v'tanim v'tosefta misha yifne minu have a shechcha. Right. So the first sheet says that even though you already passed it and you can't go back, afilachi kalmer Rabbi Chia mimakom shata omid shamata yachal itlo, from where you're standing, you can go back and get it. Lo mikrei baltashuv. Rabbi Yochanan polagalei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. The chaven de avar minay. You did pass by it. I know you can go back and you can still reach it, but you passed v'nichol acharit behind you. Therefore, b'val Tashuv koi. And so again, maybe it's a machoket about whether returning requires walking. Perhaps it's whether shichach, forgetting it alone, right, is enough to make it shichacha, right? Is it, you know, is it really about forgetting, or is it about the physical act of having to go back? This seems to be the way the Pnei Moshe takes it. So if you look, he says, "Meplolig mecheven she'aver lav shachar reiz shechcha." Avu bishen nizkar b'makom she'ochal liv shor yado v'litlo. Right? His emphasis is, well, you forgot it. You forgot it. You forgot it. You forgot it. And that seems to be the standard, right? So it could be that Reb Chia says it's about not being allowed to go back, whereas Reb Yochanan takes it pshuto k'mashmo. If I forgot it, then forgot it. The Shtei Yoshua has yet a different Peirush, and he says as follows, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the Pasuk says, Lo tashuv likachto, don't return and take it, it doesn't mean going back to the place. It means don't return. The machloket is whether the return is don't go back to the place where you were harvesting, or don't go back to the act of harvesting. And that's the machloket. The Gemara then continues and challenges Rav Hoshea's statement that it's not shechcha. So Matida pligal Rav Hoshea says, doesn't our Mishnah argue in Rav Hoshea? Why? Because shibolet shibekatsir rosha magia lakama. Because our Mishnah says that if the ear of grain reaches the next one, v'shibolet v'shibekatsir, eino yachal v'shot yado vitlitla. He says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says the only reason there's not shechcha is because it can be harvested in the same shot as the standing grain. But if, according to you, it's enough to be able to reach out and grab it, so you shouldn't even need this standard. Now the Rosh Shirilio in his challenges before notes that how is the Rambam going to understand our Mishnah? Because now the Mishnah is explicitly saying, sorry, the Gemara seems to explicitly be saying that our Mishnah is about Shechicha and not Leket. So this is one of the many complexities with the Rambam. I mean, unless you say, you know, it's a parallel halacha. So now the Gemara deflects the challenge at the top of Mem Dalid that Rabbi Law b'shem Rosh Shea ba'oman hasheni shanu. Our Mishnah must be in a case where they are in different rows. So when Rabbi Hoshea says that by being able to stretch out and grab it, so that's enough for it not to be shechcha. That's only in the same row. But if you're in a separate row, so then it is considered that you forgot it, unless you have this secondary halacha that it reaches, that one grain reaches to the other. But again, that's only going to be necessary when they are in different rows. But in a Hanami, that if they're in the same row and you can grab it, that is going to be sufficient. And that takes us to Memdalid Amadala.